I've noticed that I've learned something while in digital marketing space as well, that 90% of the work that you are doing for your clients or 90% of everything that you do together is based on your attitude, like the way you interact with the client. And just 10% is based on the results you get through the job. If your attitude is bad and you are getting a fantastic result for a client, the client is going to leave you. But if you are getting an average result for a client and your attitude with the client, your relationship with the client is very good, you are most likely not going to lose the client.
What's up, guys? You're welcome to another episode of The Innovate Show. To start the show, I want to first know how you guys are doing. I hope you guys are really doing awesome. We're already approaching, we're hitting the last month, and I want to say congratulations to everyone listening because, well, we were able to survive COVID and some of the challenges that 2020 posed. So I want to say congratulations to you guys, and I hope to connect with some of you and to also relate with you guys as well as the show moves on. So I hope you guys have listened to the last episode, where I interview Victor Anisi, who is a data analyst or a data science expert. I think it's very important for people to listen to the episode because Victor shared an opportunity for people who are interested in learning about data science and some computer related skills. However, on this episode, I interview Adam Abdurrahim. Adam Abdurrahim is a social worker first and also a digital marketing strategist. He's also the co-founder of DMI Digital Marketing Agency, which is a, like from its name, the digital marketing agency that is based here in Nigeria, helping to build brands and help them promote their product through Facebook advertising and search engine optimization. This episode is very interesting because I have a personal relationship with Adam. First, he's a friend and he's also a mentor and then like a business partner as well. So this episode is very interesting because he shared most of his journey from he was 18 years to building a digital marketing agency. So he talked a lot about freelancing, finding one's purpose, and also shared like a very critical advice for people more interested in going into digital marketing. So now this is it. The show is not just about tech alone. We also talk about digital marketing and sometimes about product. So if you're interested in marketing, I think this episode is the right episode for you. And why this episode is even very good again is that it talks about relationship and freelancing. And so if you're looking to learn digital marketing to go into freelancing, I believe that you should hold on to this episode. So let's jump straight into the conversation. I want to say thank you very much for making out time to come on the show. So to start, I want you to like kindly introduce yourself, your name, your background, and what you're currently into.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me on this show. My name is Adam Abdurrahim, and I am currently a digital marketer. Before diving into digital marketing, I have almost 5 years experience in social work. Social entrepreneur, I've worked with multinational and national NGOs to develop different communities, working to help young people in and outside Nigeria to make the best out of their life while they are in school and also while they are in their tender ages.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what I've been working on. And currently, kind of shifting fully into digital marketing, and okay. I own a digital marketing agency called DMI with a team of three.
Wow. Yeah. that's really cool and really amazing.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I don't know, this episode like is kind of very personal, and it's very personal because I don't know why you're keeping it very formal, but what I am today, I believe that it's as a result of you, and you've contributed to like a lot of my development. And I find it very important that you come on the show. First of all, your work in social work is really amazing. You've contributed like a lot, and I feel like I'm a product of that. And also digital marketing. I can also attribute a lot of my knowledge in digital marketing and how to use social media to you, because you've offered like free training. So I just want us to like,
thank you so much.
I don't know. You're my boss. There's nothing to quote there. That's just how it is.
We're all learning.
That's true.
Yeah. So, glad to hear that.
Yeah. But I know you already told us like what you were doing before you went into digital marketing and social media. But I want you to like take us back to how your life was back then, like how you started and what did you see in social media and digital marketing that made you go into? So the question is in two parts. Like, how was your life before going to social media and digital marketing? And what led you to go into that particular field?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that question.
Thank you as well.
I think, the question actually, it wants me to talk a little bit more about my life and how I started my career as a social worker and also as a digital marketer.
Yeah.
So early in my life, as early as 18, I was exposed to an organization called VSO, Voluntary Service Overseas. And that organization was my first encounter with social work and making impact. So the organization took me to a community with a team of young people from UK and United States.
Wow.
We were meant to work on a particular project in these communities for 3 months. And we work together, we sleep together in a room. We do everything together for 1 month, we fundraise together. And within 1 month, we're able to achieve a lot of things, from building two toilets in one school in rural community in Kwara State, and also buying more than 200 chairs, furniture for pupils in another schools in Alapa, and also building a automated water machine, like a borehole, for a community also in Lasoju, for the women in the community to be able to water their vegetable and their farming during dry season. So I saw this achievement within 1 or 3 months as a very huge impact in the life of the people that we did all these projects for. So I felt that personally, I've been living my communities forever and I've not been able to contribute anything into the community. So when I got back to my community, I started thinking of a way to also kind of impact the community that I am. So after, like, it was 2 years, I had to go to Kwara Poly after this program. So I went to Kwara Poly. When I came back from Kwara Poly, I was still thinking of a way to kind of impact my community. And I was 20 years old then, and I started an organization in my community with the name of my community, and the name of the organization was Afon Volunteer Initiative. And that organization was the first step of myself personally impacting my community. The first one that I had was in a group, like with foreigners and also some Nigerians. So it was a little bit easy then, because when people see foreigners, they want to support you. But I'm the only person, and also the team member that I work with then, they were all black. So we are all black and we are seeking for help from black. Yeah. So there was really not any Oyinbo paparazzi there. Yeah. So we can't use Oyinbo to confuse anybody now. Mm. We have to use ourselves to confuse them and kind of tell them the problem and now what we propose to solve and how we can actually solve it. So I started working on this for almost 1.5 years. And when I started, very early when I started, I got attention of some organization in Nigeria. And some of them came to my community to come and work with us. And that was the birth of an organization in my community that become like enter into full partnership with us. And the name of the organization was Pukra Academy. So we worked together starting from then, and I become kind of a key holder in the organization as well, because what the organization was doing is very related to what I wanted to achieve. So from there, I focused on the organization and I helped them to achieve their goal. And from there, we started to build like a very strong relationship together. We built the first grassroots maker space in Nigeria in my
Wow.
community in collaboration with the organization. And
Wow.
from then, we've entered like a full-time partnership. So when I say that I'm moving into digital marketing now, it's not like I'm actually moving into digital marketing. I'm still doing social work. I still have like a physical office of social work for our organization in
Yeah.
my community currently. And we do a lot of different kind of projects. So the main reason I enter into digital marketing was coming also from finding a way to support what we do, like without having to fundraise, right?
Okay, yeah.
So yeah. Another part of my story that was missing out was I also started like before I started digital marketing, I started as freelancer. I was working on Upwork and Fiverr for a long time before I found the agency that I have now. So the purpose was just to kind of find a way to support the organization, support my life, and also support my family because as a student, I cannot be requesting for money every time from my family, even though they are supportive. I
Yeah.
feel like there's a need to be independent and be able to support yourself as well. So I use the income that I'm earning from my online business, which is the
Okay.
freelancing, to support my school and also support my family and also support my livelihood and support the organization and project that I'm working with the social work. So that is where it actually all started. So with that, I found that one of the ways to actually generate money online is through digital marketing, and I developed the skills. I learned how to do it. I take some courses. I learned from YouTube videos. I learned from
Wow.
people that knows how to do it. So it was like self-education at the beginning. Yeah, before I could even afford to be taking like some huge course that really impacted the way I do business, like social media marketing, the way I work with people and all that. Yeah, so it was self-education at first, and this is how it all started.
One thing I can really pick up from what you've just said is the fact that you were able to identify problems and you were able to solve the problems. So when you were like in social work, from your first experience, you were able to like identify that, okay, some communities lack basic amenities and you were able to volunteer to solve that problem. And now that you are going, or when you went into freelancing, you were trying to also solve a particular problem, which was to fund some of your social projects and also to fund yourself. But
Yes,
like,
that's correct.
yeah, but like one thing that I still find very interesting is, okay, when I know we're now in this digital-based economy, and like there's a lot of skills that young people need to pick up. I know you said you saw digital marketing as being profitable, but like, what was that thing?
Yes.
What was that main thing? Because you know we have like a lot of digital skills. We have development, we have coding, we have design, et cetera, et cetera. Like, why? What was so special about digital marketing? Or like, were you already exposed to it before even venturing into freelancing?
Okay, yeah, I got exposed to digital marketing while working on some freelancing projects.
Okay.
So freelancing exposed me to digital marketing, and
Wow.
it was through freelancing that I got into digital marketing. And what I'm actually doing in digital marketing is majorly Facebook advertisement, content writing, and
Wow.
also brand building online.
Yeah, okay. I think that was really fantastic. And like, can you share like some of, can you share your experience so far, some of the bits like exciting projects that you've been able to work on?
Yes, definitely. I really can't mention names since this is going public. Yeah,
Yeah,
but
understand.
yes. So I've shared some on my social media if you want to read about that. But I've worked with multinational businesses in UK, in US, and also in Canada. And I've also worked with some Nigeria companies as well. So I really can't mention name, because this is like public, and yes,
Professional.
but I've really have a lot of portfolio of projects that I've worked on and I'm still working on. So yeah.
Okay, I do well. I kind of understand you keeping it your professional life private, but one thing I want to ask again is, When you were starting with digital marketing, I know you talked that you were taking a lot of courses. Like, what are some of those early resources that you were able to access? And like, can you please share for people that are listening?
Okay, early resources. I think my major learning platform or go-to platform when it comes to learning is YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Like, yes, everything is on YouTube. Everything that you needed is on YouTube. The only difference between YouTube and courses is that courses, they just like give you like key points of things. Like, they give you like what you're actually looking for. But if you know the way to search for what you're looking for is on YouTube.
Wow.
It's not on any course, like it's on course. But if you look, if you know how to search YouTube, there's a way to get anything that you're looking for right there. So YouTube was my major learning platform. How to speak on YouTube, how to speak in public, how to write proposals. Almost all the skills that I have currently, I learned them through YouTube. So YouTube was like the major platform I will give credit to. And there's no way I'm speaking about my personal development that I won't mention how YouTube actually played a very big role in my personal development. Yeah.
So you always recommend people to always go to YouTube before even accessing courses and the rest of them.
Yeah, yes. If they have the money, yeah, why not? You can go for the courses. Courses can give you like straightforward, but the answer is on YouTube as well.
Okay. Okay, so when you were also starting out, what were some of like the early challenges and problems that you were facing? Or like, was it just like smooth ride for you throughout? Because I know freelancing is not easy. And also you even learning,
yeah.
You also picking up a skill as you are freelancing. Can you like share some of the challenges and some of the problems that you were facing?
Yeah, a lot. There were a lot of problems. Oh, let me call it challenges.
challenges.
Yes, let me call it challenges. So majorly, I started freelancing while I'm still a student, even though I'm not a student anymore right now.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so when I was a student and it was difficult balancing school and freelancing together. Okay. It was really difficult for me going to class and having to deliver something to a client and also working with some campus initiative. So it was difficult for me. I was like campus leader for two organizations and I'm still campus member and executives for some other organization in the campus as well. So there was a lot of challenges trying to balance my study with my personal life and also my organization or social work life. So balancing these three was like one of my major challenge. And also another challenge I had with competent, like when I was starting out, I was not born with the skills. So I had to learn on the go. So it was difficult, right, to interact with clients when you know that you have like, you don't really have the substantial skills to deliver the job that they needed. So the way I was able to kind of get past this is my interaction with the clients. Like I let them know that I wanted to help them and I'm ready to do anything that is required to get the job done for them. If it requires me taking more time to learn about the job that needed to be done. So the knowledge gap for me was like a major challenge, but the way I kind of conquered that was through my interaction with the clients, through my readiness to help them. And I actually showed them to all the clients I'm working with, like they know that this guy is ready to work for me and is ready to help me, not only take my money. So, and that thing I've really carried, yes, I've carried it like for the rest of my life. There are people that you work with. I've noticed that I've learned something while in digital marketing space as well, that 90% of the work that you are doing for your clients or 90% of everything that you do together is based on your attitude, like the way you interact with the client. And just 10% is based on the results you get through the job. If your attitude is bad and you are getting a fantastic result for a client, the client is going to leave you. But if you are getting an average result for a client and your attitude with the client, your relationship with the client is very good, you are most likely not going to lose the client. So your attitude, more than even your capability, more than your competence, is very necessary in, let me call it work generally, in anything you are doing, because the people want to know that you are ready to help them. They want to know that you understand their need and you want to help them to meet it. Not like you just want to take their money and go. Yeah.
Wow, powerful. That's really powerful.
Like, thank you.
That's really powerful. And there's like a lot of things there to pick. Most especially, I believe now that this even applies to, aside even business, how you relate with people. I'm kind of dumbfounded because I'm trying to relate it. you don't want necessarily people to, I think relationship matters.
Yes, end of the definitely. Day. Definitely.
I'm just going to keep my thoughts to myself for now.
okay, that's okay.
Okay. So now, I want to ask now, okay, if, because now I'm sure that a lot of people now have been hearing a lot of freelancing and then they're hearing about digital marketing. You've already shared like a lot of things, accessing learnings through YouTube and then them knowing how to relate with clients when they start interacting with their clients as well. I want to ask, like, what would be that major advice you also give out to people that want to go into the space of digital marketing?
Okay. Yeah. The major advice I would give to anybody that wants to go into digital marketing or freelancing is they need to develop skills. Like, digital marketing or freelancing is not calm. It's a legit work. And the only way to succeed, the only way to succeed there is when you have the skills. If you don't have the skills and you try to take people's money without doing like a good job for them, they are going to give you a bad review and you're not going to be successful. And the same thing with digital marketing, even if you are not doing it online, if you are doing it with people that you know physically, the only time that you're going to scam them will be like once, because once they know that you're not competent, they're going to take the job out of your hand. So you need to know that you need to develop skills, because it is not scam. It is not a way to assault people. It's a way to help people to solve their problem. So if you're going to a digital marketing or you're going into freelancing, the first thing that should be in your agenda is to develop skills, because that is the only way you can be successful on this platform. And the second thing, you need to also develop a good character. If you have a skill that you don't have a good character as well, you are not going to be successful on these platforms as well.
Okay. I think that's really fantastic. And I believe that people listening, also me personally, I think I'm going to, because I'm noting it down, I'm also going to keep that at the back of my mind as well. This is one question I like asking, like, last. If you could go back in time, like if you go back to, let's say when you are 18 or let's say when you are 20, what would be that major advice you give to your younger self?
Okay. Yeah. My major advice will actually be, I had to think about it, right?
That's good.
Yeah. So my major advice will actually be for me to up more people, like not like in terms of helping to get paid, like helping to develop skills while I'm young. Then like at my 18, I will advise myself to try to work for people for free to get substantial knowledge about different area of my life. And also another thing I would like to remind myself is there's really no purpose for my life written somewhere. Like, you have to try out different things and see what you're interested in. You should not be set out to be finding your purpose, like just set out to be reading book to find your purpose or doing something to find your purpose, right? You have to try out some things. Like, you don't just sit down and be saying that you're finding your purpose. You have to try out the purpose. Don't fall on you. You try things out and then you see what you're interested in and then you stick to that. So you don't just sit down. Yeah, I was a victim of this early in my life. I was reading, watching videos because I learned that you need to find your purpose in life before you can do anything. So early in my life, I was trying to find my purpose. I don't know that the way to actually find the purpose is to do things and then see what you're interested in and leave others, stick to that. So I know that this is maybe affecting like a lot of young people as well. They may be trying to find their purpose, kind of reading books, watching some program in order to find their purpose. That is not the way to find your purpose. The way to find your purpose is to do things, try things out, and then you see what works for you. Your purpose is not written anywhere that you needed to discover it. No, you have to try out things and see what you're interested in, and then you stick to that thing. So that would be my like my major advice for my 18 years old person. Yeah.
I think that's really another powerful statement coming from you again. I don't know. I feel like I'm unpacking all your wisdom on this episode. But that's really quite interesting. Like I said in the early of the show, or when we started, I cannot. There's this South African word, Ubuntu, which means I am because we are. I believe that I am who I am because we are friends. Like I said, all your powerful statements is just rubbing off me.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you as well. So, if people want to reach out to you and want to connect with you, how can they reach out to you? I also want to ask, is there anything, you have any special training, any special course right now that you're offering out to people?
Okay, yeah, thank you. So I have a course on social media marketing, where I actually explained how you can earn through social media and how you can also help people to manage their pages on social media. So I have a course on that. And I also have like a website where you can get the course. And the name of the website is Adam Abdulrahim. If you go on the website and you can chat me up directly on the website on my WhatsApp icon. I'm going to be responding to you personally if you reach out to me through that.
Wow.
And you can also reach out to me on Adam at dmidigitalmarketing.com. That's my email, my official email. You can reach out to me through that as well. And if you want a link to buy the course as well, I'm going to be dropping the link to Idris so that you can
Wow,
add it
thank
to the
you.
description on this course here.
Yeah, thank
Yeah,
you.
thank you.
So people can reach out to you on your website, right?
Yes, they can reach out to me on my website and also on my LinkedIn or Facebook and on my Instagram as well, Adam underscore Abdurrahim. You can reach out to me there as well.
Okay. I really want to appreciate you for like taking out 30 minutes of your time. I know that you're a busy and powerful man. Let me use that word. So thank you very much. It's not really too much. That's just the truth. I think people think this is the thing. Like when people meet you, like people will just be mind blown. So thank you very much. I really appreciate you once more, and I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. And well done on the great job too.
So there you have it. I do hope you enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for the next one. Remember, the goal of the show is to empower you into tech and help you stay relevant in it. We're definitely going to continue the conversation on our Instagram page at The Innovate Show, so you can follow up there. Please do leave a review for the show and make sure to share to everyone. For more information on how you can participate on the show, send an email to innovateshow@gmail.com. Thanks once more for listening, and remember, education is the path to a sustainable life.